This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from a weekend Russian missile strike on an apartment building in southeastern Ukraine has climbed to 45. The victims of the deadliest attack on civilians since the spring included six children. At a White House news briefing, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the U.S., along with the international community, will continue to press for accountability for war crimes.
We will continue our work to hold Russia's forces accountable for the atrocities that they've caused and also the war crimes.
Meanwhile, Netherlands Prime Minister Mark Rutte said that his country plans to join the U.S. and Germany's efforts to train and arm Ukraine with advanced Patriot defense systems. And during his daily address, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed Rutte's plan. Ukraine will be provided with another Patriot battery. Thank you, Mark. That is, we already have three guaranteed batteries, but this is only the beginning. We are working on new decisions to strengthen our defense.
We will continue our work to hold.
During a meeting with the Dutch Prime Minister, President Biden says the two nations must deal with China.
Together, we're working on how to keep a free and open Indo-Pacific and, quite frankly, meet the challenges of China. Simply put, our countries have been so far in just lockstep in what we've done and our vision for the future.
The administration has been trying to get the Netherlands on the same page since the U.S. Commerce Department announced in October new export controls aimed at China. Restrictions are intended to limit China's ability to access advanced computing chips. This is VOA News. The White House is brushing aside criticism of its fragmented disclosures about the discovery of classified documents and official records at U.S. President Joe Biden's home and former office. Ian Sams, a spokesperson for the White House Counsel's Office, told reporters Tuesday the White House may withhold information to protect the Justice Department's investigation and was releasing information as it deemed it appropriate. Responding to questions about the piecemeal disclosure, Sams said the White House has been trying to be mindful of the risk in sharing information that's not complete. The United Nations says the rising cost of purchasing or leasing a vessel that can hold more than 1 million barrels of crude oil now is a rusting old tanker off the coast of war-torn Yemen and the latest obstacle to resolving the threat of massive environmental damage from a possible oil spill or explosion. The UN deputy spokesman Farhan Haq said that the availability of very large crude oil tankers has decreased in the past 6 months, basically due to events having to do with the war in Ukraine. He said buying a carrier is now about 50% more costly than the original UN budget, and leasing is also more expensive. Alaskan authorities say that a bear attack has claimed two lives. More from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Alaska state troopers say a polar bear attacked and killed two people in a remote village in western Alaska. Station KTUU reports the attack happened in Wales on the western tip of the Seward Peninsula. Troopers say the animal entered the community and had chased multiple residents before it attacked a woman and a boy. The bear was shot and killed by a local resident as it attacked the pair. The names of the two people killed were not released. I'm Norman Hall.
And a Qantas airliner has apparently landed safely from New Zealand at the city airport after it issued a mayday call over the ocean on Wednesday. Recapping one of our top stories, the death toll from a weekend Russian missile attack on an apartment building in southeastern Ukraine has now climbed to 45. The victims of the deadliest attack on civilians since the spring included six children. The White House and other countries have condemned the attacks. Meanwhile, Netherlands Prime Minister Mark Rutte said that his country plans to join the U.S. and Germany's efforts to train and arm Ukraine with advanced Patriot defense systems. There's more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.